This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Joe Biden announced Thursday the United States will donate an initial allotment of 25 million doses of surplus vaccine overseas through the United Nations-backed COVAX program. The vaccines will help with shortages in South and Central America, Asia, and Africa. The White House has announced plans to share 80 million doses globally by the end of June, most through COVAX. The White House did not say when the doses would begin shipping overseas, but the press secretary said the administration hoped to send them as quickly as arrangements can be made to ship them out. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's opponents are pushing for a quick vote to end his record-setting rule. The deal between a new eight-party coalition is not done yet and still has to go before the Israeli parliament. In the meantime, you can bet that Netanyahu and his supporters will do everything possible to prevent them from taking office. Many of the people in the new emerging coalition are people who traditionally are allies of Netanyahu, and he's going to do everything possible to embarrass them, to make them feel like they are betraying the cause, but it appears that he does not have the numbers to block this from happening. Thousands of Hong Kong police are expected to surround a central park and patrol the city streets on Friday to prevent people from gathering to commemorate the 1989 crackdown by Chinese troops in and around Beijing's Tiananmen Square. For more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News.